Hi friends, welcome back to Frank Poetry with Favor. Right now it is 7:12 p.m. exactly February 29th 2024. My intention this month was to release a bunch of poems centered on love for February, love month. Clearly I am smashing it. This is the last poem for the month. I am squeezing it into the last day of the month. So thank you for hopping on. You might be listening to this in March. That's totally fine. But hey, I have one poem for you. It's titled, I Hope You Get to Love and Be Loved. So here is the poem. I hope that before you shut your mortal eyes forever, that your soul eats the fullness of a loved life. The life touched by the gracious, merciful hand of God stretched down from the clouds of heaven. The handshake between the carnal and the spiritual, an agreement that the God-filled soul should reside in a mortal lump of clay with extension wires of emotions and feelings. Yes, there is a harmony between the spiritual and the carnal, where Yahweh has undersigned an approval. Yes, go and multiply, he says. What? Did you realize that this God, this is the Godhead saying, put your bodies in motion between folded sheets and plant seeds in your clay bodies that I might cause a growth spur of limbs and pancreases and hearts, so that as the earth expands to grow yam, so shall your body expand for months in my care as I do my wondrous work of continuous creation. The design of God is most perfect, and dare I say, gorgeous, that as our souls connect back to Him, yet He opportunes our earthly bodies to be filled with a replica, a semblance of His love. His template goes, love is kind. So I hope you taste that kind of love that eases your bones straight and tempers your heart to a calm, because the days of your life are many days of words and talk and speech and interactions, yet so desperately needing of this kind love. The gift of life affords us the opportunity to love, and so we indulge it in the warmth of the sweetest friendships, where we pull wide open the brackets of our hearts, peeping in, pouring in genuine love. In the embrace of parents who have loved you so fiercely from your beginning, eternally. In the wild enrapturing of your lover's spouse, who has seen through the clay that you are, yet loves. As much as I hope this love into your life, I hold out the same faith that your heart is bountiful with the same love to give. Love never leaves on the receiving side. Love is always giving. Hey, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming along. Feel free to give your feedback. Feel free to reach out. I would love to hear back from you. But most importantly, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you stopping by. And I appreciate you sharing this podcast with other poetry lovers. Have a pleasant rest of your day and your week.